From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Scientists say they've made research breakthrough in the relationship between sugar and cancer, something we have talked about on this program for years. Researchers found yeast with high levels of sugar, known as glucose, overstimulated the same proteins often found mutated inside human tumors, making cells grow faster. The finding, published in Nature Communications, aims to shed light on how cancer develops. The energy fuels tumor growth, they now believe. Again, we've been talking about that for years on the program. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to the website and look it over, criticalhealthnews.com, or here's a phone number again for you to call for people who are there to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben Fuchs with us for a couple hours next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast. Pharmacist Ben with us. Ben Fuchs, a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well, compounds his own medications. And, of course, he graduated from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1986. He is an accomplished speaker, appears quite often on Coast to Coast as a spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. And, again, that toll-free number to call for advice, where there are actually humans there, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, welcome back. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you, George. Same here.
That's
pleasure to be here.
That story I had leading into you.
I loved it.
And we have reported on this for years, yeah, that sugars and yeast help push cancer.
You know, if you had to pick the single most important lifestyle choice that we make that destroys our health, sugar, eating sugar would have to be near the top of the list. But it's not our fault. Because we're addicted to sugar because the body is designed to crave sugar.
Yes.
For thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, there's no sugar around. So we became sugar seekers to try to find this source of energy. And we are the descendants of ancestors who survived because they went for the sugar. The problem is today we got sugar every 20 yards. There's sugar everywhere. And so we've got this craving, this sugar craving brain that is based on hundreds of thousands of years of evolution that has been thrown into a modern world where sugar is absolutely everywhere. And you know what, George? I believe there may be some nefarious reasons for this. You know, the price of sugar never goes up. Have you noticed this?
It stays pretty constant,
right?
Doesn't it?
It stays pretty constant. In a way, we're encouraged to eat sugar. Why would we be encouraged to eat sugar? Why would sugar be everywhere?
Because you go back for more.
It's addicting. That's exactly right. There's an addiction. Our addictive drives are being manipulated for nefarious reasons, and it's just not fair. However, here's the good news, George. You can hack into your sugar drives. You can hack into the body's craving for sugar by eating more protein, by using an amino acid called glutamine, which is found in whey proteins. We have a great product at criticalhealthnews.com called TMR, Total Meal Replacement, which utilizes protein to get you off of the sugar. Eating fiber when you're done with sugar, or after you go on a sugar binge, making sure that you get a lot of fiber, either in the source of vegetables or in flax, from flax seeds. Simply, George, drinking more water will dilute your blood sugar. And then there's nutrients that you can take, chromium, vanadium. We have a product called Sweeties, which is made of chromium and vanadium. Not only does it improve sugar craving, reduce sugar cravings, but it's also important for lowering cholesterol. And guess what, George?
And glucose.
Helping the body use handle glucose. But here, check this out, George. The relationship between elevated cholesterol and sugar is such that when you reduce your sugar, your cholesterol drops. The more sugar you eat, the higher your blood cholesterol is. One of the best ways to naturally lower your cholesterol is to use nutrients that help your body process sugar, such as chromium, vanadium, which you'll get in our Sweeties product, the amino acid niacin, the amino acid taurine. There are wonderful nutrients that we can use to help our body to reduce our craving from sugar and also to help our body handle sugar. And that's really the message here, George. Yeah, there's all kinds of things in our life that we have to deal with that don't help us, that don't improve our health, things like sugar, pesticides like glyphosate, polluted air, polluted water, antibiotics everywhere, but we have a measure of control here. doing things like getting on a nutritional supplement program, making sure that you're deep breathing, practicing breathing techniques, relaxing the body, using massage and hot showers and yoga and stretching. There are all kinds of things that we can do that are little things, that are not medical things, that don't require interfacing with the doctor. We have so much power, George. You know, in ancient India, when they wanted to train an elephant, you know what they would do? When the elephant was a baby, a little baby elephant, they would tie a rope to its leg. And then when the elephant got big, it learned from its past experience that it couldn't get out of the rope. Of course, a huge elephant can just, you know, rip the stump out of the ground.
But he didn't know that, did he?
He didn't know that. He was programmed. He was trained. Likewise, we are programmed and trained that we're not powerful, that disease is inevitable, that it's in our genes, that we have to be medicalized, that the only way to get healthy is to go to the doctor and get a drug or get a surgical procedure. We're like that elephant. And so what shows like yours, like Coast to Coast is doing, and what we do at Critical Health News, is we're not so much about health at Critical Health News, we're about empowerment. Your show is about empowering people to understand that our sense of victimhood has been programmed into us, and we can take our power back. It starts with knowledge, it starts with information, but then you take action. Between knowledge and action, we have so many different ways that we can take our power back. And that's what we're about. That's what Critical Health News is about, and that's what you're about as well.
When was the last time you were at a grocery store, supermarket?
You know, I go, there's a grocery store near where I live, and I go and buy toilet paper and detergent. And
have you seen what they've done with their Halloween decorations already? They've got candy in trays and boxes and package.
George, how is this even acceptable?
It's tough, I have to admit. I bought a bag a couple days ago.
You know, the thing about the Halloween candy is it's victimizing the most vulnerable and the most fragile among us, the children. This is where the program is.
Oh, yeah, and they grab a bag and give it to mom or dad.
Walk around the neighborhood, and it's a thing to get a big pillowcase filled with candy, you know? If you're going to do Halloween, and I'm not the Grinch here. If you're going to do Halloween, be really
the man who destroyed Halloween. Here he is.
I don't want to be that. But you know, be strategic about it. A little piece of candy. You know, you can suck on a small piece of candy. You don't have to eat the whole candy bar. You can suck on a small piece of it.
I have to have the whole candy bar.
You don't need
once I start.
If you freeze it and cut it into chunks and suck on it like it's a lifesaver, you'll get your sugar buzz. It'll happen in a much more gradual fashion. You'll have less of a tendency to eat the whole thing because you're sucking on it for a while. Freeze things.
What causes binging?
Well, a lot of things that cause binging. First of all, there's the whole nature of addiction. When we are addicted, it takes more and more of a substance in order to give us that high. So when you develop tolerance over the course of developing an addiction, and you reach a point where you have to get a whole bunch of whatever it is, alcohol or candy or calories, whatever it is.
It takes more substance
in order to get you that addictive high or to satisfy that addictive drive. So binging is usually the result of tolerance. But there's also the emotional factors, George. You know, when you take a spoon of ice cream, right? Next time you have, do you like ice cream? You probably like everything.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of ice cream, but I do like it.
Next time you have ice cream, take the spoon, dip it into the spoon, and as you're raising the spoon to your mouth, notice that there's no way you can be bummed out about anything. As that spoon is coming up to your mouth, it's impossible to feel distress or stressed or problems because hormones in your brain are saying, yippee! And as you're raising that spoon of ice cream to your mouth, there's no way to be bummed out. But when the ice cream hits your mouth and it melts and the spoon is empty, all of a sudden we're depressed again. All of a sudden our problems come back. So we go back into the ice cream with another spoon, and again, our problems disappear for a little bit. We eat the ice cream, and then our problems come back. We eat to satisfy emotional vacancy a lot of times. We eat to satisfy emotional vacancies because the neurochemistry of pleasure and the neurochemistry of success is tied into calories, especially tied into high amounts of calories such as found in sugar or in sugary foods. So what we can learn to do is we can access that neurochemistry in more productive ways. The same chemistry that kicks in when we crave sugar kicks in when we achieve a goal. You know, did you ever procrastinate on something and then all of a sudden you finished, you did it, you know, clean the garage or whatever, the kitchen, or write the book or whatever it is that you're doing? There's this sense of pleasure and joy that is real pleasure and joy, and it doesn't go away as rapidly as the kind of pleasure and joy we get from sugar, or we get from calories, or we get from bad habits. So what we want to do is we want to learn to access, hack into our own neurochemistry, and these are strategies that can be taught, and these are strategies that can be learned, and these are strategies that we should be teaching children, that we should be teaching everybody, but instead we've created a culture where human beings are trained to become cogs in the machine, trained to become fuel for an institutionalized society that could care less about the individuals. This is all about taking our power back as individuals. It begins with eating correctly, nutritional supplementation, getting on a good nutritional supplement program, and we provide that at criticalhealthnews.com. A little bit of exercise, having a goal and then achieving that goal. There's so many little things that we can do to take our power back. Yeah, we've got a culture where we're encouraged to eat sugar, we're encouraged to take drugs, we're encouraged to participate in the medical model, but we can take our power back.
All right, stay with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that phone number to talk to people, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We're going to take calls with him this half hour and next hour as well when we come right back. Plus, I've got a handful of emails from folks who've been sending in questions for Ben Fuchs. Well, continuing into our trivia contest, of course, simply go to coasttocoastam.com for entry info and rules. Visit coasttocoastam.com. Monday through Friday, new question. You can enter up to five times a week. If you get the question right, you're put in a hat, and you might be able to win $500. You'll get all this information at our carousel, we at coasttocoastam.com. But here's the question for you right now. Which of these is a claim made by the owner of the Arizona Alien Ranch that is for sale? The well on the property is inhabited by fairies and sprites. Sprites, by the way, are supernatural entities. B. A ghost horse is frequently seen pacing the barn. C. An interdimensional portal is located in the living room fireplace. And D. The tennis court features netting made from an alien fabric. Just go ahead and answer that by going to coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. And, of course, I've got a bunch of emails for you, Ben. I'm going to read one now from Veronica in Texas. She says, please ask pharmacist Ben if there's any hope for me. I'm 100 pounds overweight. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, diabetes, arthritis, edema. And I'm 57, and I look 72.
Okay. So let me address that, because we get these letters all the time. By the way, we answer emails at criticalhealthnews.com, or at health at criticalhealthnews.com.
And by the way, you could be backed up with emails. I do get every once in a while a response from someone who says, nobody's gotten back to me yet. Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, we do get backed up, especially after we do a program. But we love the emails, and we love to help people via email, as well as the phone calls, too. But health at criticalhealthnews.com is a great place to get your questions answered. So here's the deal, George. We get these letters all the time of people whose health is tumbled out of control to the point where they suffer from these multiple symptoms. Doctors actually have a name for this. They call it multiple system failure, MSF, multiple system failure. And this is just nothing more than the end result of a lot of years of bodily breakdown. Here's the good news. When the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. The more nutritionally deficient we are, the faster the body absorbs nutrients. The more weight we need to lose, the faster it comes off. This is almost like a gift of the human body, the way I look at it. And then when you combine that idea with something called symplexity, which is part of physics, a part of a school of physics or a category of physics called complexity theory, which says that the most complex phenomena arise from simple little steps. Take the internet, right? Or take computers. Take web pages. It all comes from zeros and ones, right? The body's the same way. The body has certain things that have to happen. When they don't happen, the body breaks down, and there's only a few things. First thing we have to understand is that there's no such thing as disease. There is cell disease. All disease is cell disease. It all begins at the level of a cell.
The cellular level, you're right.
Cellular level. So nobody has a gallbladder problem. They got gallbladder cell problems. Nobody has heart problems. They got heart cell problems. Nobody has a brain issue. They have brain cell disease. Why is this important? For two reasons. Number one, it's important because at the level of a cell, there's only a few things that need to happen. A cell is completely self-contained. It just needs food, it needs oxygen, and it needs a clean place to do its business. When we understand that there's no such thing as gallbladder disease, but there's gallbladder cell disease, we'll understand that all we got to do is figure out how to oxygenate the cell, which is breathing, how to keep the cell clean, which is staying away from toxins, and how to feed the cell, which means a good nutritional supplement program and eating correctly. Everything can be reversed. I mean everything. Not just prevented, but also reversed, because disease is a verb. It's not a noun. It's an action. It's a process, and processes can all be reversed. Yes, degenerative diseases are epidemic, but the body can regenerate as well as it can degenerate once you put the nutrition in, the oxygen, and the give the cell a clean place to do its work. But here's where it gets insidious, George. Do you know why nobody knows this or nobody talks about this, that all disease is cell disease? Because there's nothing in a doctor's magic bag of tricks that can address the cell, period. The only thing the medical model can do to a cell is drug it, or extract it, or radiate it, or electrocute it, period. The only thing that can feed a cell and oxygenate a cell and keep a cell clean is us.
That's right.
Through our lifestyle choices. And this is the bottom line. So for this poor gal who's
got every ailment out there.
Everything known to man, right? And this is true for everybody who's dealing with any health challenge, but particularly if you're dealing with a large health challenge, a significant health challenge. Number one, always backtrack to the digestive system. When the digestive system breaks down, two things happen. Number one, toxicity enters into the blood, and number two, malnutrition ensues because you can't absorb nutrients at the level of the intestine, and because the blood supplies on the other side, on the other end, or across from the intestinal wall. So when that intestinal wall breaks down, toxins get into the blood, you don't absorb your nutrients, you have a 1-2 punch that cannot help but lead to the disease state. So you always work at the digestive system level. The first thing to do for this gal, when you have this kind of serious multiple system failure, is you fast for a day or two, or you do what we call a Suero-V cleanse, and that's S-U-E-R-O-V-I-E. We have a product that's a fermented whey product that contains lots of electrolytes and energy that help you get through the first couple of days of no calories. See, George, calories represent work to the body, and when a body is in failure, such as with this gal, it doesn't want any more work. You gotta give the body a break. And what restricting your calories does, or stopping your calories if you fast or do a Suero-V cleanse does, is it gives your body a major break so that resources can now be expended towards healing. And guess what happens, George, when you stop eating for a couple of days? It's the most amazing thing. You have more energy.
Yes, you do.
You feel great.
Yep.
That alone should be something that everybody studies. You know, we need to start studying these phenomena that occur in the body that seem so counterintuitive. Like, you stop eating, you feel better. You stop eating, you have more energy. What? I thought I had to eat to get energy. No, you stop eating, you get energy. Now, obviously, you have to start eating again, but for this gal, when she starts eating again, she has to pay close attention to how her body responds to foods. And what she's going to notice is foods that she loves, foods that she's eaten a lot of, or spent a lot of her caloric intake on, are foods that are problematic. Those are foods that need to be eliminated. Then you start to stabilize the digestive tract. The most important thing you can do, and I know you know this, George, is good bacteria, probiotics.
That's right.
It's so important. You know, for people in their 50s and 60s and 70s, people of our generation, it's almost a guarantee that we weren't breastfed long enough, if we were breastfed at all, and probably we were born, if not cesarean section, our moms didn't have the bacteria in their birth canals to bathe us as we came through, which is what's supposed to happen. So people of our generation are almost condemned to the disease state if we don't address the digestive system. The second point is you have to get a stabilized blood sugar. Once the digestive system starts to break down, we don't process energy as effectively, our blood sugar system goes awry. This is why we have such an epidemic of diabetes. This is the second point on the what I call the triangle of disease that follows the digestive system. You stabilize the blood sugar by using Sweeties, which is a wonderful product that Dr. Wallach formulated. You can get it at criticalhealthnews.com. You can use niacin, like our Ultimate Niacin, which you can get off criticalhealthnews.com, our Ultimate Selenium, the B complex, especially thiamine, especially vitamin B1, which is thiamine. And then the third thing, George, and this for this gal, and for everybody really, you've got to learn to relax the body, calm the body down. It's almost like for this gal, George, her body is like a baby that's been through a war.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We want to think of our bodies like our babies. And what do you do when your baby's crying? You love your baby. You nurture your baby. You sure don't take duct tape and wrap it around his mouth, and you sure don't give it a drug. That's in effect what we're doing when we take an organ out of the body, or we give a prescription drug to the body. What you want to do is you want to learn to love the body, calm the body down. Here's a classic example of how effective calming the body can be, calming the body down can be. You know, hypertension is an epidemic. They call it essential hypertension. That means it occurs for no known reason. Well, hypertension, high blood pressure, it is a classic example of the body's emergency response system. It's a sign of a body in great duress. So what you do, if you have high blood pressure, go draw yourself a hot bath. I know you and I have talked about this before. You take your blood pressure, you go sit with a blood pressure cuff, get the reading, you go sit in the hot bath for 10 minutes.
Down goes that pressure.
Down goes that pressure, George. You know why? Because in the bathtub, your body thinks it's back in the safest place it's ever been in. You know what that is?
The womb.
The womb, exactly. We crave the womb. If you get into a pinch and something terrible, God forbid, happens to you, George, you know what most of us will do? We'll go into a fetal position, because that tells the body, just the shape of the spine in the fetal position tells the body it's safe. Well, likewise in hot water, hot showers, hot tubs. You know, every American should be guaranteed a hot tub in the backyard. That's my kind
That's
of help.
That's right. Let's take some calls here for you, Ben. East of the Rockies, Duran in Augusta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, Duran. Go ahead.
Hi, Duran.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I just wanted to say to George that we really enjoy the show. I started listening to it because of my husband. He listens to it every night.
Well, thank him and thank you.
So I have proliferative diabetic retinopathy with macular edema. I'm 53 years old. I've had pan laser procedures, the anti-VEGF injections, and now they have just had to start me on the Eylea injections, which actually hurt like, you know what.
Yeah.
I've been reading that inflammation has a role with this disease, and I'm type 1 diabetic. So I'm wondering if an anti-inflammatory diet would help, for one. I've been trying to do the whole food plant-based diet, which has actually helped my sugars. But my husband has been listening to you guys and says that you promote the eggs and the real butter, no oil, and gluten-free. So the anti-inflammatory diet says that the eggs and butter are high inflammatory foods. So that's one question. And then I've also read that turmeric is really good for you, but you also need the black pepper for the absorption.
That's right. I'm going to give you a website for that. Go to myheartbook.com for that particular turmeric, because Christian Wild has got black pepper in it, and it makes a huge difference.
Myheartbook.com.
That's right.
Because I was looking at your turmeric, and it didn't have the black pepper in it.
Exactly.
Okay, myheartbook.com.
That's right. Anyways, Ben, you want to answer our first question?
Is an absolutely mind-blowingly powerful herb. Just amazing, amazing stuff, and it is very anti-inflammatory. Eggs are not inflammatory, although if you don't handle your eggs correctly, they can be inflammatory. Eggs are very dense protein food, and dense protein foods, especially living proteins, can be very problematic. However, we're just talking about the cell. See, it all boils down to a cell, and we need to understand that we are made up of a community of cells. When we're not healthy, the cell's not healthy. It's not because our bodies are not healthy or our organs aren't healthy. It's because the cells that compose us are not healthy. An egg contains everything you need to make a cell. Why? Because an egg is a cell. An egg is an egg cell. We call it an egg, but it's really an egg cell. Consequently, it has every single nutrient a cell needs. It has the complete menu. And to deprive ourselves of eggs is one of the greatest tragedies in all of health and nutrition, in my humble opinion. However, you do have to be a little bit careful because some people can react with eggs and can have reactions, egg allergies.
Allergic to it.
Correct. Yeah. They're somewhat common. So you got to be a little bit careful, and you just got to pay attention. You don't want to cook your eggs too much. You always want to do them poached or soft-boiled, even raw eggs, because you want to maintain those nutrients. If you're going to do your raw eggs, make sure you do them with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because there's some B vitamins that you're going to need a little extra of. This gal was saying something very interesting, and that she has these kinds of Latin diagnoses. She's got retinopathies and macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just the body falling apart. And it's falling apart at the cell level, but that's basically it. We want to get away from the idea of where the body is falling apart and focus on the fact that the body is falling apart. It doesn't matter what part is deteriorating, because guess what? If you wait long enough, the whole thing is going to deteriorate. So what we want to do is we want to start to take measures that allow us to leverage the simple things. Correct foods, number one. This gal's a type 1 diabetic, she said, so she's going to have to be a little bit careful with a plant-based diet. Now, the fact that she feels better, that's awesome, and that's always the best test, but plants can be a little bit problematic. They contain substances called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, that are basically defense chemicals, and the body can react to lectins, particularly in terms of autoimmunity, which type 1 diabetes is. So be a little bit respectful of plants. Sprouted plants are amazing, by the way. That takes care of all the problems that may or may not happen with plants, and sprouts are a true power food. But focus on what this gal should be doing is focusing on the digestive system by working with all the strategies we talked about with the other gal, making sure she's stabilizing the blood sugar by using more fiber, more water, our Sweeties product, which you can find at criticalhealthnews.com, making sure she's restricting her intake of sugars, of course, is also important, and then calming the body down. Inflammation is behind everything. So this gal asked about an anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, for sure. Inflammation is the body's way of protecting itself. So the way you take care of inflammation, in my opinion, is you eliminate what the body's trying to protect itself from. And that's the way you handle inflammation. Drug companies and doctors are fascinated, blown away by anti-inflammatory drugs because they correctly understand that inflammation leads to disease. What I say is instead of taking a drug that stops inflammation, well, let's figure out what's causing the inflammation, and almost always it's going to be something that we're eating or something that we're missing.
Aren't clogged arteries also part of inflammation?
Clogged arteries and inflammation go hand in hand, but the clogged arteries are another misunderstanding. You make natural blood vessels to reroute the blood around a clog when you have a clog?
Which is a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's a natural bypass. This is how brilliant the body is. This is how unbelievably intelligent the body is. It adjusts. It takes care of itself.
So why do people have heart attacks?
People have heart attacks because heart cells, remember it's all about the cell, are suffocated, starving, and toxic. It's the same, people have heart attacks, the same reason they have any other system goes awry. It's because the cells that compose the system are starving, suffocated, and toxic. Starvation, suffocation, and toxification. This leads to inflammation, which leads to more starvation, suffocation, and toxification. That is every single chronic degenerative disease known to man, and that is simplexity, the simplicity that underlies complexity.
Karen from Phoenix, as we wrap up things this hour, wants to know about floaters in the eye, Ben.
Eye tissue breaking down, and you're starting to see the little pieces of eye tissue breaking down. And this is common as we get older. You know, the eyes are subject to a lot of abuse because
it is common, though.
Abuse, but they get a lot of energy hits the eyes. That's what their job is. So the eyes tend to break down quickly. One of the greatest things you could do are quicker than other systems in the body. One of the easiest things that you can do to treat your eyes is use pigments from vegetables. The greens and the reds and the oranges, all of those are eye-protective substances, and they're hard to get out of vegetables, especially as we get older. We don't extract them out of our foods as well, which is why you want to steam your veggies a little bit and always use butter. If you steam your veggies and use butter, the butter will pull those pigments out, and guess what, George? Not only will they protect your eyes from the sun, but they'll also protect your skin from the sun. So you'll find that you're burning less readily if you tend to burn. We have a couple of products that have some eye nutrients in them, one called the Ocutiv, O-C-U-T-I-V, also Vision FX. Both of those products will not only help you with your eyes, but they'll also help you with your skin if you tend to sunburn easily or if you are worried about accelerated aging of the skin.
All right, Ben, we're going to come back next hour. Final hour to go. We'll take some more phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM with Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com, website up and running for you. And the toll-free number to talk to a human, 1-855-949-7234.